Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this episode is inspired by something that my kids just said to me as I walked out of the house to come into the office to record this. Anyway, what they said was, "You seem tired, Mama," which loosely translated means "you seem cranky," and both of those things would be very accurate. I think it's probably either a testament or an indictment on mothers that they can do so much without ever triggering that "you seem tired / cranky" thing. The amount of stuff that you can get through without anyone ever noticing it is actually quite a lot. Anyway, they've been home from school for about 4 or 5 weeks now, I guess. So if we were in like a typical long school holidays, I would definitely be getting to the end of my tether in that department. And I haven't attempted to homeschool them because I have, at the moment, 3 jobs. So I do not have the time for that. So they're set up with their app from school. If they want to do something, they do it. If they don't want to do it, I don't take the time to make them do it. If they need help with some projects, then I've been around to help them a little bit. But basically, I've just decided that homeschooling is just not something that I can do. And I had figured that even if they were out of school for 6 months at the age that they are, because they're in year 4 and year 6, it's not going to have a huge impact on them. So that's sort of like just the decision that we made, because I'm working, husband is working, and without someone dropping some serious balls, there's no way that we would be able to guide their learning. And that, for the most part, has made things easier in that that's not like a level of stress that I have, but it's not like it hasn't affected things at all, like it has. And so sort of like trying to manage them during the day, mostly they play pretty well, but you know, like just trying to keep them from killing one another, and you know, like feeding them every 10 minutes, and you know, like trying to get my work done and training done, and you know, and then sort of like trying to get some sleep, and you know, like wanting to sort of stay up late because that's the sort of time I have to myself, but also not wanting to stay up late because then I sleep late and then nothing is done the next day, and it's like this never ending cycle. And so today, because like a couple of days ago they had a little bit of a blowout, and I just decided that I needed to try and get them out of the house a little bit more. I have been taking them for walks, but just something a bit more than that. And I'm lucky in that my mum has a pool in her backyard, so I thought today I would take them to the pool and they can have a splash around and all of that sort of stuff, and just like have them blow off some steam that way, which was good. But also, by the same token, it's Friday and I've still got loads of stuff to do. I've got to fix up something that I messed up in, which I just found out about this morning, one of my jobs. Nothing major. It's just one of those things that can happen when you're learning how to do something. And then sort of get everything ready for like another project that's in on Monday. And on top of, you know, just all the usual, you know, like cooking and, you know, keeping everything ticking along. And so yeah, tired. Definitely tired. And I think though that it's probably something that is not at all exclusive to me, and I'm pretty sure almost everyone I know is going through the same thing. So I thought it would be sort of like good to just have a bit of a chat about that in general. I think one of the unfortunate things when you're stressed or tired is that the things are probably
that are probably the best for you are actually the most challenging to actually do. So, you know, things like the kind of, you know, the kind of self-care things that you know have the biggest impact are also like the hardest to get your shit together to do. So whether that's sort of, you know, for me, that's sort of like stepping away from the junk food, definitely, because it's a whole lot easier to, even though like the actual time involved in like making food is probably not that long, it's just sort of like the mental side of it. And so to go for some emotional eating is like pretty easy, but it also directly contributes to how tired and how stressed I am. So it's sort of like the things that are hard for me to do but are the best for me are things like looking after that, things like getting enough sleep, and, you know, also just sort of doing those relaxation things that aren't just naturally happening anymore because I'm an introvert and I'm never alone apart from on my runs. So running is something that is it's very beneficial and it happens most days, so that's good. But when I'm used to, you know, probably through the week having a stretch of time while the kids are at school where I'm on my own and I have that chance to reset energy and I do not have that anymore, then I've got to invent other ways of making that happen outside of that framework. So this week I've been doing yoga every night, and part of it I find really challenging to do. And in a previous life, I would probably refer to it as boring. But that's just because boredom happens when you're disconnected from the process in some ways. So like I know that this is something that I want and need to do for my body, but also sometimes I can be kind of like focused on that as an outcome and not being in the moment in the process. And that's where that kind of like that sensation of being bored is, and I'm not really bored. I'm just like focusing on the end result, not on the during. And that's why it seems like slow to pass time or whatever. So I'm working on that. But it is something that is a good way for me to kind of like slow everything down before bed. Another thing is just focusing on, in general, things that I find mentally calming. So for me, like oftentimes that's sort of crochet projects and stuff like that. And it's also focusing on the things that, like clearing out the things at the beginning of the day or the beginning of the week where I have the most free attention for them that are most likely to act as stressors. And you know, like they're those kind of things that you know you have to do but you put off. It's just like such a bad idea. So kind of like structuring things so that they get done early so I don't have to donate any real estate to them either, and that helps as well. So if you are tired this and you needed this reminder, it is definitely okay to be tired, drop a few balls, and just, you know, trust that, you know, like everything will be okay, even if you're not always capable of, you know, like holding everything, everything together and doing all of the emotional labor, you know, in the sort of like with work and with family and all of that sort of stuff that you normally do. It's totally fine. I think that everyone is feeling it at the moment, and it is just about finding that, I guess, that balance between sort of like enough self-care that you're looking after yourself but also not like sweating it if you have, you know, like two ice creams after dinner or cookies or whatever it is. You know, like not everyone is a sweets person, and I'm not normally either, actually. Like ordinarily, like I'd be much more in the, you know, as far as sort of like more indulgent foods, I'd be more in the garlic bread and pizza domain than ice cream. But there you go. Things will sort of probably, I think it probably also it's probably one of those things with to do with being at home where, you know, like ice cream cookies are a little bit easier to come by. Anyway, this week, I think it was sort of like at the beginning of this week or the end of last week, I saw a thing which was to do with limiting mass gatherings right up through the end of the year, which you kind of knew, but I saw that and it was sort of like, okay, well, you know, like you can pretty much forget about any of the sort of big running events through this year. And in some ways, like once you sort of like have that in mind, it almost makes it easier to go, okay, well, that's not happening at all, so I don't have to prepare for that. And so then you can kind of free to just look at the training year however you want, really. And so I wasn't as, I think there's so much other stuff going on that it's not something that I'm particularly disappointed by. You know, I like training. Races are fun because you get to see people who you don't normally get to see, and you get to sort of like test yourself in like close to an ideal environment where, you know, people are handing you water and stuff like that. But for the most part, if I was choosing between training and racing, I'd pick training. I much prefer it. So this week, my goal with that was, like I really knew that some of my, I just need to be doing a whole lot more flexibility than I'm doing. I've had to do, not had to do, but I just was doing in one of the, my gym is sending me workouts to do because obviously the gym can't be open. So one of those was a like a straddle sit-up. So your legs are in a V and you're doing a sit-up. And the space between my legs in that was did not reflect well on my flexibility at all. And I was like, oh, this is something that I really got to work on. And so I thought, oh, I will just start incorporating some yoga routines into it. And I find it easier if it's just something that I follow, you know, rather than I could go onto YouTube and pick something out, but then it's like, you know, you've got to pick something different each time. And do you want to do the same thing all over again? And so I ended up going with an app so that it would just tell me what to do. I would just like put stuff in and I just follow along. And that's in general how I approach most things, is I do so much better with just being told what to do, but also with it not being the same thing every day. Because if I was doing the same yoga routine every day, it is the kind of thing that it's harder to stay engaged with. So my goal for the week was just to do that. And the mobility, so the yoga routines I've been choosing to do are about 30 minutes long, and mobility usually takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And so my goal was just to do that every day this week, which so far I have. Usually things tend to fall apart a bit on Friday. So I will be aiming to still do that this afternoon. So just to sort of start making some inroads into that. And just continuing to follow along on my running program from my running coach. So at the moment I've been doing, what did I do this week? I did like on Monday, it was an hour and 10 minutes recovery run. And that's usually the only run I do that is time-based as opposed to distance-based. And because it's a recovery run, I decided like that's my sort of recovery day of the week. So I wouldn't do, like I did my yoga and mobility, but I didn't do any weights or any strength training that day. I just thought I'd take that as a recovery because the next day I had a repeat workout of 3x10 minute tempo, and I'd done it 2 weeks ago, and that was one of the last workouts I think I did down in Ballina where it's really nice and flat and really quite pleasant for tempo running. And so there's sort of like a a circuit loop that you can do locally where it will make up about 2.5 to 3 kilometers, but there's still like a little bit up and down with it. And it's always one of those things with those repeat workouts, like you want to see improvement, but you don't want to sort of like push past the effort level that you're supposed to be at, and you can kind of psych yourself out with it. But I was just like, right, you know, it's going to be different because there is going to be some level of elevation involved, and just let it be what it'll be, run it to heart rate. And that way, that's the goal I'm going for. I can just like completely ignore whatever the pacing is what it is. And so I went into that feeling like mentally that I was in a pretty good place, not to get too caught up in the pacing. And I just made sure that when I did the warm up, I did some strides with that, just to get ready for some faster running, and did my running drills beforehand, which I think the last time I didn't do. And I think it's one of those things where it's like you do them all the time and it works really well, and then you're like, do they really do anything? And then you don't do them, and then it kind of sucks, and then you're like, oh yeah, it does do something. So did that, had a huge improvement from last time, which was great, and felt pretty good through them, particularly in the bits where I was going, you know, like uphill and stuff. And it was sort of nice, like after having done like a fair few weeks of hill running, because that's all there is here, to start to see some of that strength in my legs was really nice. So I did that, and on that day I also did one of my gym workouts too. And then on Wednesday I had I have like a midweek long run, which has been about 16 kilometers. So I did that, and that felt pretty reasonable too. Just starting to feel like I am just more capable of running at like an easy to moderate level, even when I'm going uphill, which has been nice. So did that, and then I did one of my like pure strength routines when I got home. Well, not when I got home, like that afternoon. I like to sort of like separate them out a little bit. And that was doing some back squats, which I'm still sort of really easing myself into, because the back sprain has gotten heaps better, but I also don't want to re-aggravate it. So I'm just sort of going lighter than what I think I need to go at this stage, which is sometimes even not quite light enough. And so then I had a 12K recovery yesterday, and then did a handstand and snatch workout from the gym. But it was also, again, it was like pretty light and pretty skill focused, just, you know, like trying to focus on good movement. And even with doing it with an empty barbell, my shoulders were pretty cooked. So I did that, and then today it was an easy run, and I've got like a CrossFit thing to do this afternoon, and then tomorrow is a 10K benchmark, which again, I'll sort of take into that like a similar attitude as what I did with the tempo run at the beginning of the week, is just not too much pressure on it. Like pick something that's going to be like sort of like aim for something that is, well, nothing's flat around here, but as flat as it can be, just so that I can kind of like stick to being in one zone, and just like let it be whatever it is on the day, you know, because it's very variable at the moment. And, you know, like you're dealing with varying levels of stress, and you just can't take any of that into running. So for me, the easiest thing at the moment is go, okay, that's 10Ks. I know like around about sort of like what my tempo heart rate is. If I start lower than that and build into that, then that's going to put me into a pretty good spot. And if I just sort of like use that, then I don't get like too much caught up into, you know, sort of like watch racing basically. And then it's probably also more likely to be into the zone that it's supposed to be in, rather than it turning into some kind of like big 10 kilometer time trial. And then the next day I've got my long run, which is 26 kilometers. And both of those days I'll do some sort of, got some bench press and front squats to do tomorrow. And then on Sunday I'll do some deadlifts and very light deadlifts. And so that's sort of like what the week has looked like. And it's sort of, it's good to have, like, to keep that structure as much as I can, because in general, like, I, even when I feel that sort of resistance to doing stuff, I always feel better when I have done it. And even if that's like really like peeling it back. So I think last week, I did like quite a few of the strength stuff without any weights. And this week too, I've just been keeping things pretty light, just to go, okay, like, I know I'm going to feel good just for moving. Don't need to worry too much about what the weights are here. Just get some moving in, and then it will just sort of like help build on that consistency, because it's probably the first week that I've managed anything like any consistency. Like, I've had sort of like a couple of half weeks where I like got through to like Wednesday doing pretty well with my consistency, and then it kind of fell off a bit. So yeah, like that's sort of how the week has looked. And I think that is probably the main thing that I'm like focusing on maintaining in terms of self-care and everything like that. But it is also good to, you know, in the weeks when I've been struggling, I'm also not at all adverse to, like, last week I had like some workout from the gym that I was supposed to do, but I just had a nap instead, and I'm totally cool with that. You know, like, sometimes it just has to be that way. So I guess the moral of the story is just, you know, try to hold on to the things that help you, the things that do make you feel better, even if don't particularly feel like you want to do them at the time. But also, like, if you need to drop some balls because you're getting tired and you've been doing way too much for way too long, then maybe you just need to have a nap and call it a day. So that's it for this week. If you've got any questions, there's a link in the notes where you can submit your question. And also, I guess it's in about now, I guess it's like almost a week until Learn to Run starts. So if you want to jump in on that, registrations are open. We start on the 4th of May. And that goes for 12 weeks. You have a few program options depending on the level of support and level of coaching that you're interested in, that you think that would be useful for you. And yeah, I'm really, it seems like we've got a really cool group so far already. And so it's going to be exciting to jump into that with everyone, and starting to already have like people introduce themselves in the group, and everything has been really cool. So that's happening. You can get on board with that. Also, last week I sent out an email for anyone who was on the newsletter about the pre-order that is going to be open until the end of April for Operation Move singlets and t-shirts. So that's open now too. That's just in the shop, so you don't need to find that email to go and access it. If you want to be part of the pre-order, grab on go there, but keep in mind that they are letting me know that it's probably going to be about an 8-week turnaround. So I guess no one has a race that they particularly need to wear that to, but that's sort of like the time frame that I'm looking at. So that's in the shop there as well. And as always, at any time you can join Run Club, and that comes with private Facebook group. You have Kirsten, who is the primary coach in there to support people and answer questions, and I'm also in there for extra support as well. And we use the Final Surge training log app so that you can access training plans through there and add it to your calendar, and it syncs with Garmin, Strava, and whatever else you're using. And you can join up for that anytime, and there's no you can also cancel at any time, so you're not sort of locked into anything at all with that. So those are all some of the options that you can grab to support you with your running. And I think that for me, I know it just makes it more fun. That's why I have a running coach, is, you know, you can always write your own stuff, but one, it's so much easier to do something when somebody else tells you to do it, and two, it's just having those other people who are just as interested and invested in this thing that you love to do as well. So that's what it's there for. And I will be back next week with more running, hopefully slightly less whinging, but you know, like, we can only hope anyway.